Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 11-7, and it is 2019. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I thought I would read this here tonight because, once again, if you go to the Bible, you're going to see everything that's starting to come down. But I thought I would just read it to you like this. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and that there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him, and a power was given unto them to over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Ladies and gentlemen, the horses are starting to get ready to go. I mean, you can kind of hear them in the barn, and you just wonder if they're going to come out into the paddock anytime soon, you know? And then, you know, at the same time, I would be remiss if I don't say what Lord Jesus had to say. And verse 21, Matthew 24. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened. Doesn't say they'll be eliminated, does it? Those days should be shortened. There should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And, you know, let's back up here a little bit. Verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, this is verse 13, Matthew 24, but red letters, what Jesus said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So, Jesus wants you to endure unto the end. That's not, well, I'm just going to go down there and have them, you know, walk into the guillotine line, you know. What else can you do? Well, you can stand on your hind legs. You can stand on your hind legs, and you can put on the full armor of God. You can also sell your cloak and buy a sword, all right? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrow, the beginning of sorrow. So, the beginning of sorrow is what? Again, let's read it again. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. That means people don't have enough food, right? And pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, like all over the block, or like all the ones that popped up in, you know, China Lake when the Russians nailed it, or like all the ones that in the last 48 hours or so, they've been, something's been coming in from the Pacific, either from the Chinese or possibly from the Isle of Doc Moreau, which is somewhere in between Hawaii and Kwajalein Island. And it seems as though there is like a energy bolt that has been going into about central part of California, maybe into Longview, into China Lake area, and then on into, I watched it last night. I don't know what it's doing right now because I didn't get a look at it before the show. But last night on the MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, universityofwisconsin.edu, it's the TPW-2. It's the Tropical Moisture Program, but it shows a heck of a lot more if you pay attention and watch it, as I was told to do a number of years ago. And if you saw also, there was like a tendril, a white tendril, like fingers coming up of energy, a wraith, a tendril-type wraith. Huge amount of white energy coming out of the mid-Pacific, maybe up from Antarctica and the Fallen Angel crowd down there, or maybe up for some of the same out of the Isle of Doc Moreau. And that is like reaching and praying for Hawaii and that, you know, like ready to rake it up or scrape it up like a tendril wraith, like the wraith type hand of a white energy. And then after that, I was watching that. Then I saw out of Gakona, Alaska area. It was out of Alaska. I saw energy bolts being shot, and they're like a pinkish, purplish kind of boop, 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 like a rectangular kind of a thing, if you'll just watch them. And you got to step back and look at it and watch the screen for a while. Don't stop the screen. Let it roll and you can see what it's doing. And the Gakona, Alaska, the harp, looked like it was shooting back at the white wraith hand, or big energy coming up. The war is already on. People say, well, when's the war going to start, Hawk? Well, which war is that? The one that a few years back caused a hurricane to kind of stop in the Gulf of Mexico and sort of pause, and then it amped itself up from like a category 2 or 3 up to a 5, then charged in full force into the Louisiana Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi Gulf Coast, and knocked all of that stuff out. What was that, $45, $50 billion? Well, let me ask you a question, people. Is that any different than the Blitzkrieg dropping, 50,000 pounds of bombs or something on London, or, you know, something like that, or the United States or the British doing a firebomb onto Dresden, burning the whole city? I mean, did not it destroy the city and all the different things and all the housing and forced evacuations? Is that any difference in effect? Well, it is, only in the sense that it's quote-unquote, act of God-type warfare, which has plausible deniability. Oh, the clever folk say, oh, that's just old Mother Nature. Can't fight Mother Nature. Well, you can control the weather. You can control the climate. You can cause, with tectonic weapons and scalar frequencies, you can create earthquakes. You can cause volcanoes to blow. You can also use narrow beam and take that narrow beam and just pick out somebody you don't like. And every time a satellite flies over, you have satellite-directed generation of scalar energy to create frequencies that impact the neurophysiological template. Well, guess what that is? That's you. You're a neurophysiological template. And if they don't like you, they can start to zap you with a frequency. What will that frequency do? Well, it could put you to sleep. It could agitate you. It could make you feel good. All right? It could cause illnesses, dire illnesses and different diseases in your body. Royal Rife years ago found that they had frequencies, didn't they? The Rife generators, all that stuff. So they had the characteristic frequency, the signals. So they can do all that, or they can probably just zap you and fry you, okay? Cause some kind of a infarction or a pop in the brain or whatever it might be. When I got hit from 50 yards up the street from a helicopter that looked like a commercial helicopter, it was a certain color and white two-tone, but it was at treetop level and I could look up and I could see the pilot. And Lord Jesus is screaming in my mind. He's saying, run for the house. So I took off running. I was in the front yard working. And all of a sudden, I could just feel something. And that helicopter went over revving 50 yards up the street and at treetop level. I'm talking about, just a tree there, maybe 40 feet high, 50 feet high. And when that helicopter started going, whoop, 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 over revving, and then by golly, by the time I turned to the left and I exposed my right side to it and I was running as fast as I can into the garage, I got hit or I could feel something, and I went in immediately. I had to lay down on the bed, and I did not get up. I did not eat. I could barely talk, and then the next day I was taken to the emergency room and my blood pressure was 260 or whatever, over 257, over 162 then. And I had like popped a gourd and my entire right side of my body, even half of my head, was numb for the next 6 months. So this stuff is real. This is warfare. They don't have to shoot you with a machine gun. They don't have to nuke you, although they're going to probably get into doing that too. Now, we saw last week something about an emergency action message, 242 characters, all of that. Well, people that listen to this radio show for years, from 204, 205 through about 210, when we sort of had been doing it for years, a friend of the show who was the tops in signal intelligence and best radio man in the world, and I think still is. He'd get the new equipment, he'd be King Kong. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me tell you this. You cannot know the exact message that is correct, but it was not necessarily an emergency action message. It was a specific message from one group to a command group. Well, let me just tell you what I think and what I said the other night. I said, this is from like one spacecraft or TR-3B to a command spacecraft, maybe a TR-3B or a TR-4 or maybe a Solar Warden ship or maybe another space platform. And it looked to me like, and we parsed these messages and did it for from 204 to 210 at least, and still do it at times, but we used to do every single one until propagation got so bad you could hardly hear anything on the radio, which is true today too. But apparently there had been a convoy that had been attacked by the Turks, and then the ISIS, AQ, ISIS Syrians that were working with the Turks going against the Kurds, and they attacked an American convoy. When people don't know exactly what was in the convoy or what all, you know, there's the fog of war. So I said to myself, it looks to me like, based upon the name of the quote-unquote originator of the message, which had the originator and the sender and the receiver in it, I'm not going to tell you what it was. But I'm going to tell you that in looking at it, basically it was a nest operation, an intelligence operation nest, nuclear emergency search. And you got one spacecraft, TR-3B, with exceptional quality sensing devices, sensors that are not in the normal purview of the regular military, looking for something. And I think, and I said the other night when I said this, not on air, but to Brother Quayle and to the friend of the show who I used to always look at these messages with, I said, you know, this looks like they're hunting for possibly tactical nuclear weapons that may have been being taken out in the convoy and got stolen from said convoy. Like there may have been some TAC nukes on the scene, and that the Turks and the ISIS that work for the Turks, when you don't think they do, well, ISIS had to go through Turkey to get in this area. So, bingo, that sort of hit. What's interesting is that next day I saw Saoirse Fall at whatdoesitmean.com. And she said that there was a Russian report, Russian GRU, actually their military intelligence, saying something about the possibility of nuclear weapons stolen from the Americans. So that all was in the course of no wonder the Israelis, you know, closed their embassies and all their consulates. It's not because the Israelis stole it or were going to use a new Israeli nuke to do a false flag. But it looks like it's the Jihadi Joes in with the Turks, and then that's involved with Togarma and Gog Magog and all of the stuff of the Gog Magog War, Ezekiel 38 and 39. And there's going to be a hook in the jaw. And then it all fits, you see. There's a lot of little anomalies. Like about a day or two ago in Odessa, Missouri, which is east of Kansas City on I-70. Got outlet malls, nice little town, all that kind of stuff. Rural community. They had a motel out there on old Highway 40. And the some kind of a, this is all that was said, some type of military device, which they weren't sure what it was detected, and they had to call, and guess who came out to pick up the military device? The bomb squad from Whiteman Air Force Base. Now, I don't know exactly what it is, and the official story might be, oh, it was a dud grenade or some stupid thing like that. But it was not described like that. It was described as a unknown military device. So if we got some kind of Jihadi Joes or Hezbollah or somebody coming around, roaming around that's got a TAC nuke or some kind of nuclear weapon or device, has there been any kind of indication that something is afoot when the NETC, N-E-T-C, the private people that measure radiation in different locales all over the country to where you can get alerts, you know, like a level 1, level 2, 3, 4, or a level 5 alert, when all the past 2 to 3, 4 days, that NETC has been completely off the internet. Sites down. And now back up with some anomalies that don't match up. We had the possibility and the rumors of something to happen in Seattle. I pray to God that, you know, that would not occur. And a lot of you prayed about that. We talked about it. A lot of people talked about that on air and in different blogs and stuff like that. And it did not happen. But there's been other things that over the years, I was telling you the other night, that did happen. And that the game was afoot. And that the game was played. And nukes were around in the land. And there were bad guys that had them and people that were chasing them. The mighty men of valor are the ones that, on the East Coast, there was up to 20, 25 different nukes. Back in 2005, Brother Quayle brought that out, made the prediction they were there. Brother Hagman was able to confirm it with his source inside of DHS at that time, about at least one of them. We then saw, as I told you last week, we then saw and heard from El Dottore, the doctors, El Dottore, I prefer to use that way of saying doctor rather than doctor, El Dottore, the head of the MMV, his son Kevin, who was later killed by an opposition faction within the U.S. military, and was killed out in the rural areas in North Dakota, Montana area, not far from Canadian border on a country road. And there was evidence of knife work. And if that story, if you remember that, then that's the only time Steve Quayle went off the air during the show. Because he was reading from a letter of El Dottore describing his wonderful son, Kevin, who had been the one that led the teams that captured the nuclear weapons devices that had the clocks ticking on them and was able to disarm them all except that last one that they had to go to war against on the old streets of probably Fells Point, the Harbor District, or the warehouses, the old warehouses stuff in Baltimore. Baltimore. And they had a little run of gun battle and they did get the nuke, but they couldn't shut it off because it was the latest and greatest, allegedly, from either Los Alamos or Sandia. Okay. So they took it and put it in the deep trench off the coast of Maryland and they blew it. You blow it so at the stage that it doesn't release the nuclear energy. But you got to blow the munitions. And that created a fish kill that lasted for days in that area. I believe you go back in 2005. I forget the exact time of the year. Might have been, you know, early fall, late summer. I don't know what it was. But there was a massive fish kill. And then most all of the seismographs of all the universities and research groups and you know, the federal government on the East Coast of the United States, well, those things just went on the fritz that day. There's no record of any quakes. But if you look back at, say, Norman, Oklahoma, or Ohio State, or maybe you looked in London or somewhere like that, well, they picked up on a explosion, you see. So this stuff does happen. The thing in Odessa, I don't know if it was that type of device or just a military device unspecified. But they did call in Whiteman Air Force Base, and guess what flies out of Whiteman? They have a bomb squad that can handle it. B-2, stealth bombers, baby, with big payloads, all right? Big payloads. Them boys from, them drivers from Missouri, they can deliver it anywhere around the world. And them good tanker boys keep them up. And then they got the will-be-was engines and the stealth stuff. And it's a lot more than what people expect that it is. Think about the concept of will-be-was. Will-be-was. It's like a play on words about dimensional, you see, or something like that, or RAM space and things like that, all right? So that's the kind of thing we got going on. So I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to make a suggestion tonight, if you do not have at least a basic, good quality, new NBC gear, nuclear, biological, chemical gear, I suggest that you get some. Now, it will also be good for any kind of capsicum or pepper gas spray or tear gas that might be shot at you. It'll also be good if Antifa is throwing poop and pee bombs where I'm HIV, lovely HIV and hepatitis B donors, you see, mixed in with chemicals that will eat you alive or, you know, acidic kind of things. So if you've got an excellent quality military-grade gas mask with military-grade filters, and I'm not talking about the surplus mask and you flop it on your head and you look like the Russian... You look like the Russian grasshopper or something. Those are the old stuff. They got cracks in it. Also, the mop gear. Listen up, guys. If you bought some of the old mop gear from the Gulf War or the cheek filter masks, do not count on that and do not use it. Because the mop gear was created in all of the suits. A certain percentage of the suits, the military knew, even as they were deploying you guys into the Gulf War, they knew that a large percentage of the suits had tiny pinholes in them and would leak the stuff into them. They also knew that the cheek filter masks had been designed for something different. And that there also was in use over there, Prussian blue, which could eat away and eat holes in the little mask filters and let you go ahead and get the bad stuff. So don't count on that things. You can go somewhere like, and there's a number of different ones, but go to something like approvedgasmask.com and look at the packages where you can get a Tyvek F suit. The booties, the hoodie, where you can get also a good quality, I don't know, Scott or an M as in military -95 mask. And try to get the ones and be smart. You've got to get them to where you can talk out of them. Where it's got like a voice box thing. You also need to be able to use either your Camelback water reservoir or to be able to have a tip that will accept on the mask, that will accept a military-type canteen. So you can drink out of them. You don't have to take the mask out to drink water. Because that kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? So you need to have that. And you also, if you wear eyeglasses and you need corrective glasses or you need to be able to use your peepers to see out of, then there are inserts that you can get for a lot of these masks. Some have a big enough bulb or face bulb on the front that you can maybe wear over glasses. Others have, like the M95 gas mask, they have little inserts that you can go and take them to the optometrist or the people who make glasses, and they can put your prescription in the small lenses, and you can put that in their mask, and it'll be like looking right through your glasses. Bifocals, I don't know about. I'm talking about you need to be able to see your rifle sight, you know what I mean, or your pistol sight, and see what's around you. You also need the big chemical type rubber, heavy rubber gloves, the chemical type gloves. And if you can get the booties that go over your combat boots to protect you, you should do that. Or if you can get some of the actual chemical type boots. There are also things for youth masks, YOUTH. Young kids can't use the big gas mask. And they're for babies. Babies obviously can't, but there are what they call baby rangers, which allow you a positive pressure system. You put a baby like in, let's say you have it in the car seat or something like that. You can put this thing over the baby, and it creates with a system there and a filter a positive pressure system that pushes out in this plastic bubble or whatever and keeps out any of the radiation or the tear gas or the chemical weapons or whatever it might be. You can also get them for your dogs, your cats, your pets, like you put your pets in a cage, you know, a kennel type cage, and there's stuff that will go over the top of them, a plastic like thing. And you can connect that up with the hose and to the filter and to a positive pressure system. Now, that also presupposes you got electricity or you got good batteries. Now, with the baby rangers, I think they've got battery type things, but you'd better be able to keep them charged up. So you better have some basic solar or wind, or you got to have some kind of a cranking system, pedaling the bike, generating energy to put it into a battery. So I'm trying to tell you about cases here. What is it that would cause so many people to die? And then here, what do we have this week also? The past week, we've got the scientists who are saying in order to save the planet from the climate change or whatever, we've got to depopulate the earth by billions. Depopulation control. You know who was a great fan of that? George Herbert Walker Bush was the head of the UN at one point in time, or the United States. He was on the board of the U.S. Depopulation control. Oh, yeah. I saw it up on one of the other sites Brother Quayle posted at stevequayle.com. And incidentally, in July, he's moved up the timetable into July and Branson for next year. And it's all about great catastrophes, biblical information and historical and ancient great catastrophes and the prophecies about the coming one. Brother Quayle has got the Lord showing him exactly where to take you and to tell you about it. Go to stevequayle.com and click on the New Branson Conference. But if you would also like to learn a lot and tell your children about it and get this an explanation to where you don't have to talk and offend them. You can hand them a set of DVDs. Well, once they start to watch the first one, they're going to get hooked. And they'll watch them all. You get that set of DVDs from this past alien conference that Steve Quayle and put on at Branson with all the speakers. You get the DVD set. If you've got a lot of money, buy one and give it to the public library. Buy another one, give it to your church, and let the youth group watch it. Maybe the old deacons, the pastor, don't want to watch, but give it to the kids. They'll watch it. Tell them it's science fiction. You know? Oh, it isn't. I'm very serious tonight because there's a lot of stuff going on. And now, in terms of the domestic scene, oh, it turns out that the whistleblower's attorney, Zaid, is it Zaid or is it Zaid? Okay. Allegedly Zaid, who knows? But allegedly he is the type of attorney that handles whistleblowers and handles people that are in these certain things, okay? And he sued almost every president there's been. Allegedly. But I would suggest to you that, quite frankly, he was involved from the very beginning with all of the demon commie rats and the CIA of the DIA of the NSA of the ONI of the AFOSI of all the different EIEIOs and high-level bankers and high-level judges and high-level Congress people, senators of the Luciferian stripe that wanted to destroy Trump. And then in January of 2017, within about an hour or two of Trump taking office, this attorney Zaid, if you haven't seen it, you can read the tweet, says that the coup is on and that definitely will follow will be an impeachment. That was in 2017. We're in 2019 now. And he's the guy of the, alleged whistleblower. What's his name? Allegedly his name, according to Real Clear Politics, I think it was, or Breitbart or whoever was off on Drudge. It's only one of the largest websites in the whole country or in the world for hits. Eric Chiarella, CIA. I wonder what cute little car he drives out of the old Langley garage, you know? Eric Chiarella, Signore Chiarella. Are you a stupido? Are you a mamaluke? You probably a fanuke mamaluke, you stupido. But you CIA, and it goes back to the communists that were deeply involved in the CIA. At the time, there were different factions in the CIA, and some of them were stone-cold communists back prior to even Kennedy being assassinated. And it goes back to Roosevelt and all those people. Dexter White was a communist agent. So you still got this stuff, and you got the Luciferian scum and those who've sold their soul to the devil at the top slots. And then you got minions who just take orders as long as they get their sharp little uniforms and their click their heel salutes and stuff. They love that because they think it gets them a date on Friday night. And they can drive their war wagons with the tinted windows and the hut, 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 hut. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's, you know, what is it, about 25 million veterans out here in the United States? Even the ones that are disabled ain't going to put up with you guys' crap. When you finally go the whole Megillah, when you go to full Monty and you try to take out this president, take him down, and go to where you want to collect the guns, you know? Oh, yeah, we're going to collect them guns, get rid of them out of your hands. And maybe you do the EMP, or maybe you just are victims of it yourself, and because you enable the Russian Spetsnaz to hit the 9 key power substations in the United States and take them out with conventional means, which would take down the grid. Or maybe you allow little Kim to pop his two nukes on the satellites, which if you use one of your little kinetic weapons or you used a big solar warden, you could probably move in on them and scoop them up with your tractor beam. Oh, those don't exist, Hawk. Yes, they do. All the stuff exists that you just don't know. And the regular military don't know. And now you got who? Bloomberg coming in onto the fold. What does Bloomberg want to do? He wants to take your guns away. Just like Beto, just like all of them, Elizabeth Warren, just like all of them. Because you see, they're getting a little nervous about Elizabeth Warren and and Bernie. So it's all going to be a wild weasel. It's going to be Function Junction, isn't it? And all the trains with old Casey Jones still hopped up on the moonshine, but also at the same time on the methamphetamine. Maybe he's on that Syrian pills that they give to the jihadi Joes that are made in Syria, and that the cuts go still. Perhaps the cuts still go up to, maybe allegedly go up to the top slots in the U.S. government and military and intelligence. Just like Coon Saz, Tiger 4, number 4, Tiger Opium used to come down, you know, from the old Shan states into Laos, and then they jetted it around on the old Air America birds, you know? And how do I know some of that stuff? Because I knew the bartender of the old, what do we call it? I'm just going to call it what it is. The old brothel headquarters of Air America there in Laos, in that area. Not far from the Pepsi-Cola or whatever bottling plant it was or whatever, with the general and all that stuff. And what was the name? Ralph Johnson or somebody originally came over with the burro, you know, down the hill into Laos, you know. And then the Shan states and how they used to hold military exercises between Kunsa's troops and have a little war with certain units while the diplomats and their wives sat up on the hill and sort of like, in a way, like a Bull Run and had their lunches there. Only they didn't have to worry because after the thing was over, then Coon Saw and his officers and the other side, their officers came up and shot the baloney and had a chicken sandwich or something, you know? Or like Poppy Bush. And like all that whole crew, you know, out of Honduras, you know? Was documented in Celerino Castillo's book, you know, Powder Burns. And then how that then evolved into Whitewater and evolved into the Clintons and all that stuff in Arkansas, you know, and Dan Lassiter and all those people. And how Barry Seal and Emil Camp
And Terry Reed all had identical planes with the same N number on them. And they flew up, you know, after they turned off the radar down there at the south, you know. The customs planes couldn't find them because the electric fence was turned off until they got up in there. And then the guys flew 3-4 feet above each other, and they had one radar signature, one squawk, let's say, with three planes, and then they would go past the Memphis control, turn toward Little Rock, and then about halfway through, they were losing the tower at Memphis, and Little Rock would just start to pick them up, and whoosh, there went old Barry Seal down the treetop at even field height level in the low fields. He could hump up nap of the earth, don't they call it? Yeah. Nap of the earth. And he had him a plane. And then he went down south to Little Rock to a ranch called the Triple S Ranch, allegedly. And you can read all of this in Terry Reed's book, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. So, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, CIA. Terry Reed, and then what's the other guy's name? John Cummings, the spy book. SPI. I think that's called Sapolsky Publishing Incorporated. But it's still available. You could probably get a used one. Maybe it's still some new ones. They used to have, paperback as well as hardback. But I've talked to Terry Reed a number of times personally as well. And I heard him on the radio for years with Chuck Harder and other people. And Terry Reed's wife was from north the river, Kansas City. And then Terry Reed was from down in south central Missouri. And old Harry Truman, when he got out of high school in the ROTC, Harry Truman gave him an award, and then he became Air Force Intelligence. But anyway, suffice to say, they were training the Contra pilots. They're bringing in loads of dope. Well, Barry Seal also had this plane that had the bus driver type door where you could pull the door and the doors would open, you know. Well, in this case, it was the side doors of the passenger area at the side of his plane, which had the best engines and all the top electronics and aeronautics stuff and all the latest radars and all the equipment and radios and stuff. And he had, allegedly, GI duffel bags, numbers of them, with filled up to the brim, tight as you please, with rubber-banded rolls of $100 U.S. bills, okay? And that when he got over, allegedly, the Triple S Ranch, which is allegedly owned by Webster Hubble's father-in-law. And then a man named Phoenix Shellnut was down on, I think it was the, Kawasaki Mule or the John Deere Gator or whatever it might have been down below. Flashed a light a couple times, the old flashlight flash, and Barry Seal would bank the plane and open that bus driver's door and dump them duffel bags right down right near old Venus Shellnut. And then those duffel bags of money allegedly then went to law office of Dan Lassiter, who back in those days also allegedly owned Angel Fire in New Mexico, up about 11,000 feet up there, not far from Eagle's Nest. Pretty area. You can smell the pinyon. You drive through there at night, you just stop, you can smell the pinyon. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful country up. And then the Sangre de Cristo, the blood of Christ, mountains over there, and you see them in the morning. And I can remember driving through and waking up at dawn, and there's a big elk, and there's deer and antelope. And then I can remember going into Eagle's Nest and going into that little restaurant that had a bunch of old cowboys and stuff up in there. And I had a real inexpensive, I think it was about $3.50 or $4 for eggs, bacon, and toast, I think, you know, and some hash brown.
But that stuff right there is what was going on in Arkansas and in Panama. I can remember Colonel Bo Greitz telling me that he was going to take out Emmanuel Noriega for being involved in the drug trade. And then back then, Colonel Bo worked for ISA, which in those days, if you said that, they would probably just kill you by doing that. Intelligence Services Administration. That's the wet stuff. That's the bad stuff. That's the more kinetic form of intelligence, you see, back in those days. And Ross Perot used to contribute private money into some of that too. But he was told and informed that he could not touch Noriega. Well, you know, Noriega, and you got Colonel North, and Colonel North was also in Arkansas under the name of, John Cathay, or Cathy was the code name. And then you see William P. Barr, I've told you that story, whose name was Johnson. He was also a Johnson, right? Robert Johnson or something. And he's the one that shut down the Clinton stuff down there where they're getting 10 or 15% of all the dope trade, arms trade, and everything that the CIA was doing out of Mena, Arkansas, because that's where Emil Camp scooted off to at treetop, nap the earth level, and left Terry Reed up above to then play games with the Little Rock Squawk, you know, with the Little Rock tower thing. Oh, say again, Little Rock, what frequency to squawk? Back then you had to tune your deal to it. When as automated as they are today, and consequently, he would play games until he got the right thing, and then they would tell him where to land, okay? And then you also have people like Chip Tatum, things like that, and you have, Chip Tatum running medical flights from, Honduras or different places all the way up to Arkansas. And in the back of the helicopter, allegedly, they had ice chests that said heart transplants on them. And they had them all up, you know, in ice and everything. But if you looked in some of those, they had also bags of cocaine or bagged up rolls of money. And then when they would come into Little Rock, they would be looking for Doctors Lassiter and Clinton to take those transplant hearts, you see. And they did have one or two in there that were the cow hearts or pig hearts or something that were close or somebody could fool the cops with. So anyway, all this stuff keeps rolling on and rolling on. And the stench of it and the death of it and all the things, and like the cartel killing the Mormons down there in Mexico. That's a hit. I don't know exactly why, but that was a hit. Isn't it interesting that Romney allegedly was born in Mexico too, wasn't he? He's an American, but he's born in Mexico. I don't know if there's any relationship there or not. Hope there ain't. But see what Trump is up against. And now you can have somebody like Bloomberg might be able to win. If you got... But on the other hand, you still might get Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders because they're promising to get rid of your mortgage. You know, you're going to have free rent. You're going to have free college. You're going to get your student loans paid off. You're going to get all of your health care paid for. You're going to get everything for free and a guaranteed income a month. And they're just going to tax those mean old billionaires and trainers. Well, it ain't going to go quite like that. You and I both know that, don't we? You want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, because I could use your assistance to stay up on the air, which is what I've depended upon under the grace of God for all these years. You want to keep Old Hawk in the air? I can use FRNs, metals, silver dime, silver dollar, ounce of silver, gold piece, whatever it is. Check, money order. You can send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And you can also, you can email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. I do try to answer a lot of people. Can't answer every email. And if you've got weird stuff, you're sending me weird links. I usually don't always open those. I mean, I'll check a link out, but if it's something I can look at in safety, I will. But I also don't go down the fishing route, you know. So all your fishermen out there, don't even put your lure out, because I got a real tight kitty litter strainer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's also food shortages. We've been talking about that. The Lord tells you it's going to be famines. They just recalled, 2.1 million pounds of chicken. There's a whole 12 million pounds of ground beef was recalled not long ago. You've had all kinds of vegetables, canned vegetables recalled. I told you, Lady J, and some people were saying when they went to shop in the Blue Ridge and in the Smokies, in the stores, there was no green beans like at Walmart. There was no potatoes were in short supply in the can. Not only white peeled potatoes, but the yams and stuff. And, oh, yes, there's still potatoes at the store, and you can grow them, although I'll tell you, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights against the evil. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemy. Strike blows against the Luciferians on this planet. And let us see it. Let us see the victory and urge us on. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, Mickey, we'll see from a club. Job for you. I'm Coptic. Buy Christmas gifts of food and things that'll keep you warm, and boots that got insulation in them, waterproof in them, and get you some of that old beast. The Lord protects you against all of it. And that damn Nunamaker nerve.